What happens when you spend years and years with the same person, so long that their presence shapes your internal maps, so that when they die, you don't just have to navigate a new world outside, a world where they won't be, at your side, in your bed, but you need to keep resetting your internal compass to navigate around the spaces that were once full of a presence, but are now wide with absence. Research, I find, says that if you've been married for a long time, especially if you've been remained married in midlife, that union may bring some protection to bear on your brain. The study, which analysed people between the ages of 44 and 68 over a period of 24 years, found that those who remained married throughout the period had the lowest incidence of dementia. Being married, say the scientists who published the study, means we are not alone in the face of life's stresses. We have somebody to share life's burden with, a partner as buffer. Without that, coping with life alone might overwhelm us, might, given that unrelenting stress puts our brains at risk of the inflammatory stress hormone cortisol, be fuel to a kindling fire. My mother was married to my father for 21 years. She was widowed at 44, missing those key years of companionship between her fourth and sixth decade, which are known to be the vulnerable years when cognitive decline, if it's going to happen, begins to plot its path through a brain. She never remarried or shared her life with a significant other, for why should only those unions cast legally as marriage be valuable?